right, listeners, we're checking in with you at this, I guess we're almost half hour into our weird hour 20 minute show. We've been hearing from our two listeners that not only has the song been weird, but the stream has been as well. So if you're having any issues and you don't have my phone number, you can't text me about it, call the station. Our number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 9636.
WMFO.
Thoughts?
Thoughts?
Generally.
I really like this album. Or this song.
Yeah, there's more of this album.
This guy is Conan Moxon. He's from Australia.
Yeah.
We've been playing three Australian bands.
Three Australian
in a
bands.
Row.
Yeah. We started with Kikigaku Moyo. Yeah, for those of you who are unfamiliar, Kikigaku Moyo means geometric pattern in Japanese. That song we listened to had a crazy time signature.
What was it?
It's called Smoke and Mirrors. It repeated 5-3 times and then it did 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some more Kikigaku Moyo.
Oh, nice.
Only because not only did I recently get into them,
but the theme of the night is...
Theme of the night is...
Myth and Legends.
I don't know how that fits into it. Explain.
It's just the music. It just sounds like we're on a quest to meet the Oracle, you know?
Yeah.
Geometric patterns is the soundtrack to that.
It's like fractals.
Yeah, that's the answer, I guess.
But no, on a serious note, or not serious note, fun note, this summer, this is not a promotion in any such way, but I recently became aware that at the summer stage in Central Park this summer, in towards the end of June.
June 20th?
Right? June 20th. This is not a promotion, remind you, I'm just going to be there, and it seems like a fun show. Krungbin, the band from Texas, is playing. Conan Moccasin, who did the last song, Forever Dolphin Love, will be opening. And so will be Kikigaku Moyo.
This band.
And the band from the start of the show.
And we saw Krungbin live.
We saw Krungbin. They were really good. And I've seen King Giz live before. They're also really good. That was the second song, Sleep Drifter. They're also playing a summer stage show in August.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if we're back in New York in August, we might go to that one too.
Yeah.
They are awesome live, and I think they're going to have a brand new album for 2019. Tame Impala is going to have a 2019 album.
Is it renowned?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I think this tour is like pre-album drop.
What?
I'm pretty sure. But definitely, I think...
Hey, if anyone has word on the Woodstock lineup...
Oh, no, that's out.
No way.
Yeah.
What? Let's look
it up. It's Dead & Co, Santana.
What?
Chance the Rapper, Imagine Dragons...
Whoa.
That's what I've heard so far from Woodstock.
We should go.
Anybody knows anything about Woodstock lineup or a Tame Impala album?
Call us right now.
Yeah, please. This is calm. So, okay, as far as we know... Oh, Jay-Z.
What? Dude, let's go.
Wait, where does it say? Okay, according to a report by Rolling Stone, other acts set for the 50th anniversary lineup include Gary Clark Jr., The Killers, Greta Van Fleet, Cage the Elephant, Courtney Barnett. That's a good lineup.
Yo, I would
go. Raconteurs, Imagine Dragons, Run the Jewels, Gary Clark.
I would go. That's what we're doing in August.
Jay-Z, Dead & Co, what? Chance the Rapper, Black Keys.
Let's buy tickets.
Wait, that's actually kind of sick. Sturgill Simpson.
And there's going to be these villages?
Portugal the Man. Okay.
Let's go.
August 16th through 18th in Watkins Glen.
Once
that's where Summer Jam
experience.
Was, right? Watkins Glen?
Yeah. And Summer
Jam 73?
Yeah.
So Dead & Co there, that's going to be sick for those of you who are so inclined.
Heads.
Heads of sorts.
Or maybe not heads, but enthusiasts.
Yeah. Are they steering away from that terminology?
No, I'm just saying. I think they call deadheads, that's the thing.
Like, did you have to be a deadhead when the dead was the dead
a deadhead? No, deadheads became a thing in, like, late 70s, 80s.
Mm, okay.
When it got really big. Because before, it wasn't, like, big enough to really...
It's like when the dads got involved?
No. It was just like hippies, but then people.
No, I'm saying
up.
When the Deadhead name became a thing, is that when the dads got involved?
No, it was like, I think they made Deadheads a thing in like 1971 because okay. they sent out a newsletter to fans and fans responded. Yeah, I know all the history. But they sent out a newsletter and they called them, hey, Deadheads. But then it was like a very small community at that point. They were just a cult band selling some records. They barely sold records. They were playing live. And then...
yeah, you told me about the tape thing. They were just making tapes.
Yeah, everyone just trade tapes. That's how they got their fan base. And then in like the late 70s, when 78, 77, they started playing like really big places. So I think more people started going and it became like, oh, everyone started to know more about the Deadheads because when a Dead came to town, you'd see his community spring up and you'd be like, what the fuck? And then, oh, you'd be like, what the hey? And it'd be all the Deadheads. You'd just say, oh, the Deadheads are here, smoking their pot.
They're just rolling through.
Just rolling through, yeah.
I was in Chicago. I think it was the summer before I came to college. And I think it was, I hadn't even, you know, I was blissfully unaware of the Dead and their following. And it was the summer, the big, I think it was like a big, huge Dead & Co. summer. Maybe the first
it's
one.
It's always a big one.
I don't know.
They're always touring.
How many years have they been touring for?
Five now, right?
Okay, yeah. Isn't so 5 years ago, that might have been the first year.
Yeah.
And I was in Chicago, and for some reason, the hotel that they had put my mom up at for work was also the hotel that was included if you bought the deluxe Dead & Co. package to fly out to Chicago, stay in a hotel, and then go to all the shows. It was like three shows in a row.
Was it a good hotel?
It was like okay hotel. It turns out like that's the production hotel or like I don't know, arts and film people stay there. I don't know anything about it, but like people like I guess when you're there for work in the film business, that's where you stay.
That's cool. I would love to go to a hotel that's like geared towards one industry.
I guess, but the whole like there was like two floors at least that were all Dead occupied, and the elevator smelled so bad.
How so?
Like weed. Like just so really? Dank. The whole hotel, the whole weekend. All these like 65 plus year old, really rich Deadheads who were like staying in the fanciest rooms, Skin like high. Smoking loads of weed in Chicago, going to Dead shows.
Not a
they
bad
seemed like
life.
They were having a blast.
Not a bad life.
No.
But that probably was for the Fare Thee Well concert, right?
Fare Thee Well.
So that was like the last one, but then they started Dead.
Yeah, I remember seeing the poster, Fare Thee Well.
They've made so much money the past. Isn't that great how they made most of their money like way after their career was at its peak?
I don't know.
In a way.
I feel like a little bit like, I hate to say it, but like, to taint it a little bit, you know what I mean? Like they were such free spirits. Like
no, but
I don't
they
know.
Still are because the thing is, it's growing beyond them.
Yeah, fair
which
enough.
Makes it even more free.
Because the demand for it is there.
But it's also just growing. Like they're gonna die, and it's still continuing. There are so many cover bands, more so than any other.
Other
bands.
Like, yeah.
And but there's a community even with the cover bands. It's like its own entity now. It's very free spirited in that way. I think more so than like the Eagles, who are like going on tour again. But
yeah, fair enough.
Or like Kiss, they break up like 10 like, times.
I don't know, I feel like even like I saw a billboard the other day that Fleetwood Mac is going to be playing The Garden on my birthday.
Yeah. And they would hated each other now.
Yeah,
like,
until,
now
well,
they're
until they went broke.
Same with Cream. Cream had reunion concerts in 2005 because they were all broke. So and then, well, not all of them, but Ginger Baker. And then he spent all that money and they wanted to do another one. Just to get
Aerosmith
like $3 million.
Has a ride at Disney.
That's a great ride.
It's pretty fun. They blast you real fast.
I love just having music and flying down the tracks. I've ridden it too many times, so it's not that fast for me. This is Krongman.
Yeah, this is Krongman. We saw them last year.
Well, only a few months ago.
A few months ago.
But last year.
All right, enjoy. It's just on a really serious note, kind of quickly. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to my grandmother. She was great. We're gonna miss her a lot.
Karlı dağlar geçit vermez. Garip gönlüm ağlar gülmez. Nazlı yarın gitti gelmez. Tanrım niçin aldın o gül yüzümü? Done.
goddess. All before you wait. No power can compel you out into the daylight. Let that evil wait. Strange start upon the pillow. What day demands a day? Well, I don't know.
Best man you ever flex. I just wanna wake up and get that on the air. In the rolls, that's running, windows tinted. We got a big spinning, big spinning. I'ma get back on my feet, give me a minute. I'ma feel this in my thighs, like even in it. Young summer, give me a minute. Sundown, wind chimes, break it down. One line, a line. Can't no see me, no flex, be kind. Dollars never show up on CP time. I just wanna wake up on CP time. Wake up to that nigga, leave heat behind. Get a presidential suite, leave with they linen. In the rolls, that's rented, windows tinted. Sundown, wind chimes, break it down. One line, a line. Can't no see me, no flex, be kind. Dollars never show up on CP time.
What do you have, a copy?
Side. diamonds in their hands, diamonds in their hands. We could feel like them, rarely would we ask the things we used to have. Is that cool with you?
Yeah. Now if you're ready, the band's got the notion to put your rhythm sections in motion. Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Bop, you're rocking with the dial.
Come on and do it. Come on and do it. Come on and do it.
Looks like the big fun has just begun.
Well, I don't care watching you all night. Don't you wanna dance? Don't you wanna dance?
Tang, tang, a boogie bang. Let's rock the house, let's shock the house. Boom, boom, shake and roll. Let's rock the house, let's shock the house. All night, all right. Don't stop, don't block the dial. Shake a boom, boom. Shake a tang, tang. Shake a boom, boom, tang, tang. Rubber tum, tum, boom, bang.
Selling out souls to the man.